There's a classic film tune by Charlie Chaplin, Smile from Modern Times. And there's plenty of reason to smile because coming up very, very soon, right up here in the beautiful Blue Mountain Village, there is a film festival brewing from Thursday, May 2nd until Sunday, June 2nd at the Village Conference Center at Blue Mountain Village. Four action-packed days of films, top international Canadian narrative, documentary films, TV, digital media screenings. It is my pleasure to welcome the artistic director, Hélène Dutoit, to our show. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here.
Wonderful to have you back. I remember we had this discussion last year, and it seems like you're growing. You're growing, and there's all the more excitement to visit your series this year. Tell us a little bit about what's going on, some of the highlights. I know a year in the making to put this together, and we're super excited for you.
Thank you so much. So we're very excited about it as well. It runs from May 30th to June 2nd, 4 days long, as you mentioned. And the primary focus of the festival is the best of international cinema. So in many ways, it's as though you are able to stay home and travel the world.
Beautiful. And that is a little bit our theme for today. We've traveled from Brazil to Scandinavia, to Eastern Europe, and I'm looking at your schedule here, and I see it truly is all over Asia, Africa, Western Europe, North America. Very, very exciting.
Yeah, and we did this exactly just to tune in with your program, but we're aligned.
It's perfect. you chose the right day to join our program.
Yeah,
tell me, Hélène, what is your kind of secret sauce as an artistic director? You have a plethora of experience. You've been helped create a critically acclaimed 15-hour documentary. You helped revive the Palm Springs International Film Festival. What's kind of your ratio between the kind of the action-packed drama films and more of the reflective, emotional ones that target some of the societal issues of our day?
Well, that's a great question. So I guess the thing that I've learned over the years, because I have been doing this for a long time, is that on the one hand, I program films that I can really stand behind and that I love. But I'm always conscious that I'm not programming for myself. I'm programming for an audience. And
right.
One of the things that happens when you set up a film festival in a new community where there's, not necessarily as much access to international cinema is you have to sort of slowly introduce the kind of cinema that maybe is usually seen more in urban centers because they have special film programs, that kind of thing, year round.
Right.
So it's one of those things where I'm trying to, first and foremost, trying to give a selection of what's happening around the world through personal stories.
Mm.
Now, some of those stories are documentaries. In this case, I think we've got 6 or 7 documentaries, and the rest are narrative feature films.
Okay.
With all of them, what I try to do is find something that people can relate to, and sometimes they have to give themselves over to the film a little bit. And that's when people can do that, because sometimes you might go into film and you think, this isn't for me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if you can just let go of your expectations and preconceived notions and be with the film as it unravels, then sometimes this magical space opens up between you and the characters in the film, and you lose yourself in it.
Like reading a novel, it's impossible to tell from the cover what can really happen. And sometimes one is pleasantly surprised and finds a piece of themselves in the narrative.
Exactly. And, it's really interesting because sometimes when you see a film from a foreign country, like, for instance, there's this wonderful film called Benel and Adama. And I think it's Senegal, Mali, and Qatar. And the nice thing about this film is that it's set in a place that the chances of you traveling in your lifetime are extremely rare. But it gives you a deep inside sense of what it is like to live in a village in Senegal.
Mm.
There's an obsessive love story at the heart of this film, and it's by a first-time filmmaker. She was at the Cannes Film Festival last year and did extremely well there.
Terrific. Wow, I see this one. Yes.
Yeah.
Friday, May 31st. And you repeat some movies throughout the schedule to give somebody a chance that may not be able to.
We do. Yeah.
Terrific schedule. Check it out at bluemtnfilmfest.ca. That website is bluemtnfilmfest.ca. I'm speaking with Hélène Dutoit, who is the artistic director of this incredible series. Tell us a little bit about some of the special screenings and parties that you have scheduled for Thursday and Saturday evening.
Right. So on Thursday evening, that's our opening night, we have a wonderful film called Call Me Dancer. It's a documentary. And mm-hmm. Call Me Dancer follows a young Indian man who comes from a small village. His father would like him to be a taxi driver, but the family has saved up to get some academic training at some university level. But his real passion is dance. And he's a self-taught dancer, but he finds this really wonderful older dancer who's retired, who's teaching in India, an Israeli dancer who's teaching in India, mm-hmm. and, you know, works so hard to do everything he can to become a proficient dancer so he can work as a professional. But it's very much an underdog story of somebody who has very little support, and many of the other dancers, you know, have families who support them, but he has to do everything himself, and he needs to support his family. And it was a beautiful, beautiful documentary that has won audience awards all over the world, and I think it's had 9 different audience awards now, so it's a great launch to our festival.
And it's an opening film and party night, so that's followed by some hors d'oeuvres, some creatively crafted appetizers, vegetarian selections as well, whole roast hog I see as well. And I remember last year I attended the Blue Mountain Film Festival, and you really turned the whole village into an incredible nighttime party scene. You know, everybody is just enjoying themselves, talking about what they just saw, and we get pampered with these wonderful handcrafted treats along the way.
Well, so this year also the closing night, speaking of taste, the closing night film is called The Taste of Things, and it's a beautiful film about food and passion for food. It also has a love story in it, so it's a chef who is in love with essentially a food critic, and it's a period piece. It's just visually sumptuous. But after that, the Blue Mountain Resort is hosting a spectacular party where it'll be a celebration of French food following the screening.
Oh, good.
And that is a not-to-be-missed one. So between opening night and closing night, those are 2 great nights if you want to do the party combo with the films.
Yeah.
And
then
many other films in between. So yeah, those are 2 great evenings.
Terrific. Well, Helen, good luck to you and your team. I know there's a lot of crew and staff behind the scenes that help transform the village into an incredible world-class film festival. So I wish you all the best. Any closing thoughts on the team of film industry experts that you have invited to do just that, transform the village into spacious high-tech theaters?
Yeah, we have the Creative Forum, which is behind the scenes. Anybody who is a filmmaker might want to come to our Creative Forum. There's details on our website about that. But it's a fantastic opportunity for emerging and mid-level filmmakers to learn from great experts, world-class experts. We have Jeremy Podesta coming up, who's one of the top film directors in the world. And we also have a Buffer Festival, which is an event that runs on Saturday. And that's for anybody who's really interested in digital media and social media and that whole thing. There's a whole program on that. So that's a sidebar to the film festival for people in the industry.
Amazing. Thank you, Helen, so much for sharing with us the insider scoop here. And do check it out at bluemtnfilmfest.ca. You'll see the whole schedule there for power-packed, action-packed days of screenings and some parties. Screenings take place day and evening. You'll see the whole schedule there. We're super excited for you. And of course, it is the village. That means there's complimentary parking available. So all the more reason to check it out. Thank you, Helen. Good luck to you.
Thanks so much.
Absolutely.
We'll see you there.